I'd like to quote from prayers that I will say, especially at the end of today's Mass. On special days and in special seasons, a priest can offer what is called a solemn blessing upon the people. And there is one especially for New Year's Day, which I will pray. It actually has three prayers, and the people respond amen before receiving the Trinitarian blessing. So to bless in Latin, benedicere, would literally translate in to speak the good. So everyone likes blessings. They want good things said over them and about them. And so the prayer for solemn blessing today says, "May God, the source of and origin of all blessing, grant you grace, pour out his blessings in abundance, and keep you safe from harm throughout the year. Secondly, may he give you integrity in the faith, endurance in hope, and perseverance in charity, with holy patience to the end." I need that one. "May he order your days and your deeds in his peace, grant your prayers in this and in every place, and lead you happily to eternal life." So those are the blessings that we will go forth with today. And as we reflect on this year coming up and the year that just came to a conclusion last night, I think we have to ask ourselves, do we consider ourselves blessed, blessed persons? Some people I know have said that they thought that they are cursed in some way because bad things happen to them all the time. And some might even say, and have told me, they are so glad that 2020 is over because it was not a blessed year. And our readings today, our first reading especially, talks about a blessing given through Moses by God upon the people in the book of Numbers. And we remember that earlier in Luke's gospel, when Mary was visiting Elizabeth, both of them were pregnant with child, Elizabeth greeted her, "Blessed are you among women." Many of us in our country think that we are blessed because we have housing, family, food, vacations, second houses, so many freedoms that others don't have, etc. But Mary's blessings did not come in these ways. She was poor. She faced an unexpected pregnancy. She lived in a land that was occupied by foreigners. And she had to deliver her baby in a stable because there was no room for them in the inn. After her husband Joseph died, she had to raise Jesus on her own. And when she accompanied Jesus as a disciple, she had nowhere to lay her head, just like her son. And she endured the agony of seeing her son beaten and crucified. Surely, these don't seem like blessings. And we remember her great song of praise, also spoken at the visitation, the Magnificat, when she said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. And from this day forward, all generations will call me blessed." So, how did Mary recognize and receive blessings throughout her life? I believe that today's gospel gives us the answer. She kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. She was a contemplative person. She remembered and she pondered, asking questions of God. How can this be? What are you doing to me in this situation? How is the promise that you made being fulfilled? Teach me and help me to trust you. And as her life progressed, she continued to understand more and more about what it meant that her child was the eternal Son of God and what her particular role was in God's plan of salvation. So Mary can teach us how to open our hearts to all of God's blessings, sometimes hidden in the midst of challenges. So like Mary, today, if we have a chance, let's recall God's faithfulness. Let's look back and try to identify blessings from 2020, some that were obvious and some having come wrapped in suffering. And as we go forward, let us ask the Lord to help us how he is fulfilling his promises to us. And we, like those in the scriptures, can dream. How might God want to bless us in the coming year? He is faithful to his promises, and he will always bless us all.